Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Ah, what a thrill when you taste wonderfully fresh, wonderfully tender Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. And no wonder. Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. Yes, you know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender, yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And say, listen to this. Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. Yes, in Kroger Tender Ray, you get beef that's luscious red, rich in savory juices, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of the beef you know is always fresh, always tender. Get delicious Kroger Tender Ray beef. The finest beef value in town. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Young Dr. Joel Evans has asked Penny Gibbs to marry him and give him an answer soon. But he has, of course, allowed her a reasonable length of time to think it over. That time so far, however, has been taken up with thoughts of other things. And it's about the rescheduling of the opening of the community center that Penny is thinking most as the doorbell rings in her home.
Just a minute. Hazel.
Hello, Penny. May I come in?
Oh, Hazel Peters, you don't know how welcome you are.
I hope I'm welcome just a little bit because I have something very important to talk over with you.
Oh, I see. Well, come in and sit down and let's talk it over.
You're very generous. You don't have to be, you know.
What makes you think I'm being generous?
Your attitude.
I'm not aware that I'm displaying any particular attitude. Oh, sit down.
Yes, I will.
Hazel, you have such a stern look on your face. Aren't we ever going to be friends again?
As one woman to another, Penny, as two women who have suffered long and in silence, I think we should talk this matter out and see if we can't come to an understanding and be at least pleasant to each other.
Is that the best we can do? Just be pleasant to each other?
I can see no other course under... You mean you aren't mad at me because I was so mean to you about Wendy?
Darling, of course not. And you weren't mean. You just misunderstood.
Oh, no, Penny. No, it wasn't that I misunderstood. It was just that I was desperate. And when a woman in love is desperate, she does things she doesn't want to do. You know the blinding pain of desperation, don't you, Penny?
Well, I've felt a twinge of it on rare occasions. Hazel, what I think we should do, being grown women as we are, is forget the entire episode of Wendy and go back to where we were before it happened.
Oh, jeepers, Penny. Do you really mean it?
Yes, darling, I really mean it.
Oh, pick me up for a four-leaf clover. I'm the luckiest woman in the world. Gosh, I thought you'd never speak to me again.
I don't know why you thought that.
Oh, I was simply a child about you and Wendy. I might have known it was just a passing thing. And I'm sure that you were just an innocent victim of Wendy's flame. You know how men are, Penny. They just have to be boys every now and then. Wendy's still so very much a little boy.
Yes, he most certainly is.
Then you never took him seriously, did you? And I know that you didn't raise even your little finger to try to take him away from me.
Oh, Hazel, I'm glad you know that. Of course I never took him seriously.
Oh, I feel so much better. 10 years younger, at least.
Oh, Hazel.
But you know, in so many ways, I'm glad it happened, Penny.
You are? Well, oh, I think I know why. It's brought you and Wendy closer together.
Hmm? Oh, much. You know, Wendy's always complained that I was nothing but a mere child. But this has made me suffer, Penny, and we know, don't we, how suffering matures a woman.
It ages some of us.
Oh, jeepers, doesn't it, though? I felt positively ancient when I was suffering because of Wendy. But I'm glad. Those days and days of heartache have matured me to a point where, well, where Wendy no longer looks upon me as a child, but as a woman. A woman who's lived. And I feel now that, I have lived, Benny.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. You and Wendy are back on the same good terms you were before, I hope.
Oh, yes. In some ways, even better. He's promised not to drive his motorcycle too fast anymore. And he's going to keep his collar buttoned and his tie pulled in.
Oh, Hazel, I wouldn't reform him too fast or too completely if I were you. You'll spoil him.
Yes, he wouldn't be the same man without his collar open and his tie pulled down, would he?
No, no. And I don't think Rossville would be the same without the roar and rush of Wendy's red motorcycle. Of course, I do agree that it would be safer for the whole population if Wendy's cycle roared and rushed a little more moderately than it does. Look, Hazel, about the community center,
Oh, that's one of the things I want to tell you about.
Oh?
The minute the kids saw Wendy at the dance with me Saturday, they clamored to call off the boycott of the center. So it's off.
I'm delighted to hear it.
When is the center going to open? The gang can hardly wait.
Sometime next week, I think. Or at least as soon as Mrs. Carlton's well enough to go out.
Oh, is she sick?
Just a slight cold. Anyway, I'll let you know the date of the opening. You want to make your speech now, won't you?
Jeepers, you'll still let me?
Yes, of course I will, darling. And let's get this settled right here now. The episode of Wendy is over, finished and done with. It's nothing but a foolish misunderstanding, and it wasn't anything but that in the first place. Agreed?
Oh, is it agreed? Mow me down for hay if I don't think it's... It's one of those things in our past that should remain hidden forever.
Not only hidden, Hazel, but forgotten. Now, what do you say that we start right now pretending that it never happened?
Hey, Penny.
Oh.
Hey, sis, where are you?
Dad, I'm in the living room.
Leave it to old Pat Gibbs to deliver the goods.
Mm-hmm.
I was passing the telegraph office when the messenger started out to bring this to you.
Telegraph office?
I told him I needed the dime tip, too. So let's have it.
Oh.
One thin dime, or this goes back to the telegraph.
No, is it a cablegram from Johnny, is it?
Well, it says here it's a cablegram, and it's not from the King
of
the Congo.
You give me that envelope. Give it to me, please.
Give you the envelope? Sure, but first I'll take out what's in it and keep that till I get my dime.
You give me the cablegram, too. Please give it to me.
Oh, but wait a minute. We're being awfully rude. Don't I get an introduction to the young lady here?
Oh, Hazel, this is my brother, Pat. Pat Hazel Peters.
Hi, Hazel.
Please, Pat.
Hazel, maybe you'd like to advance this poor messenger working his way through the family fortune with his well-earned dime.
No, I think you ought to give it to
Hazel,
her.
Look, never mind. I'll take it away from you. Come on, give it to me. That's it.
Okay, so you took it away from me. But look what you got. Just one well-wrinkled cablegram.
I've heard enough out of you.
But I still want that dime out of you.
Jenny, you must be expecting awfully exciting news. Jeepers, you're shaking.
Hazel, I can't help it. I have an idea that this is what I've been waiting for. It is, Pat. It is.
Oh, so the old boy's really coming home,
huh? Johnny will be back in America on Friday.
Right?
This Friday. He's flying home in the Atlantic Clipper Seagull.
Oh, that's nothing. I flew across Crossville Lake on the back of a mallard duck.
Oh, that's silly. Hazel, excuse me. I have to go upstairs and tell Mother the good news. Mother!
Oh, brother, you can bet there wasn't that much excitement here when I was coming
home. Jeepers! Who's Johnny?
Oh, a lad by the name of Johnny Keith. And almost as fine a fellow as old Pat Gibbs.
Oh, yes, I think I've heard of him.
Of Johnny Boy or old Pat Gibbs?
Oh, I've heard a lot about you, too. I was awfully sorry to hear about your wife.
Oh, you're not joking. You have heard a few things about me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pat. Oh, I said the wrong thing, didn't I?
Oh, you don't have to feel a bit sorry, not one bit. That's all in the past. The dim, unpleasant past. It's gone forgotten.
Oh, you've suffered too, then, haven't you?
Yes, sir. Huh?
Suffering strengthens us, doesn't it?
Well, it takes the starch out of me. Old Wiltback Gibbs, they call me when they know me.
Oh, I know. You're making a joke of it to keep your courage up. We must all do that when there's heartache behind us. We must smile and go on.
Hey, kid, what's the matter with you?
There's an example of the veneer of gay bravado we use to cloak our sorrows.
Uh-oh.
You think I'm a child, but I'm not. I'm a woman. Couldn't I be a woman in your eyes?
Oh, yes, Hazel, I guess so, but there... Well, a doctor just told me he thinks I need glasses.
Glasses make some people look a lot older, don't they? Think I'll have to get a pair. After all, I can't go through life having everyone think I'm a child.
Well, I don't think that impression will last forever.
Oh, but now when my childhood is still not too far behind me...
Oh, hey, look, Hazel, cut it out, or you'll have me thinking I've got one foot in the grave.
Hmm. You're not so much older than I am.
No, I doubt if I am. Maybe 10 or 11 years.
Oh, you're flattering me. Really, Pat, I'm much older than I look. And, anyway, I think that the man should be a little older. Don't you?
Look, Hazel, you're cute and sweet, and maybe you're 35 or 40 years old, but I just remembered I have a date with a bunch of the guys downtown, and I'm really not a woman's man.
I'll get it.
Good evening, Freddy.
Oh, Doc Evans. Hiya, Joe. Come on in.
Thanks. Penny ready?
No, not quite. Upstairs dressing yet. Well, what's new?
Oh, nothing. Just the same old stuff. But things will be plenty new when I quit Heatherton Hospital.
Oh, you're really leaving that joint, huh?
Uh-huh. By the way, how's your father-in-law?
Oh, he's great. I still have to keep an eye on him so he won't work too hard.
Well, you see that he doesn't, or he'll be a sick man again. Mm. And for the last time, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, yeah. Oh, want to sit down?
Oh, you think I'm in for a long wait, huh?
Well, Penny hasn't been able to do much of anything in a hurry today. Ever since she got that cablegram, she's been yatting like a yatting machine.
Cablegram?
Yeah, you'll probably hear plenty about it, too, from Penny this evening. It's all she can talk about. I've heard the name Johnny Keith at least 100 times in the last hour, if I've heard it once.
Oh, the cablegram was about Johnny.
Well, it's not about him, it's from him. He's coming here Friday.
This Friday?
Mm-hmm. He's jumping the ocean in the Atlantic Clipper Seafoam or Sea Spray or something like that.
Oh.
No, it's a seagull. Seagull, yeah, that's what it is.
That's what is?
The name of the clipper that Johnny's flying home in. One of those big jobs, you know, transatlantic liners of the air.
Yes, I know the type of ship you mean.
Hey, Doc.
Hmm?
You're not a bit happy about this, are you?
Not a bit happy about what?
Oh, come on. We don't have to kid each other. I mean about Johnny coming back to Rossville.
Well, I have considered him pretty much of a threat since the day I heard he was coming back.
You think Penny's in love with him plenty, don't you?
Don't you? Tell me, Freddy, and tell me honestly. What do you think my chances are now that Johnny's coming back?
I don't know, Doc.
You do know.
You really want it straight?
You bet I do. What are my chances, Freddy?
They're not good, Doc. They're not good at all, because I think that Johnny's got her. He's got her hooked, line, and hard.
So Johnny's coming home this Friday, and Freddy is certain that Dr. Evans will be out of Penny's life.
Is Freddy right?
Johnny's coming to Rossville for just a visit, but will he stay forever? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, delicious is the word for Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Rich in savory juice, luscious red. It's the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet, and listen, Kroger Tender Ray Beef costs no more than ordinary beef. But that's not all. Kroger not only offers you the best eating beef you've ever tasted, but Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. You see, Kroger has a special way of cutting beef that gives you more meat, less waste. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. That's before the meat is weighed and priced, which means you get more meat for your money. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Don't forget, ladies, your Kroger store is the only place you can get Kroger Tender Ray, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. And keep in mind, too, that your neighborhood Kroger store gives you more meat, less waste. So you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store when you buy Kroger Tender Ray Beef, the finest beef value in town. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in harmony.